Shut up! The foot is on Triple M!
In 2015, a new tradition was born.
Anzac Eve, Melbourne, Richmond. Big crowd, perfect night.
A stadium falls silent before a roar unlike any other. It's a game with feeling.
Mighty comes in and Pollaxes Reeves.
This could be reversed.
Reeves comes back and Pollaxes Viney. It's an old-fashioned one-on-one brawl.
And plenty of massive moments.
Hand pass off to Bernie Vince and Bernard goes long, very, very long and puts it through.
Out the back, Cumberland for his third. There we are.
Loose man, goal side. Petrarca kicks the goal.
Terry Ball, recovery, Rewald will go in and kick another one.
Now, under the bright lights of the Triple MCG.
The best stadium in the world.
This is Anzac Eve. For Ream Hot Water at McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
If that doesn't get you fired up, then nothing will get you fired up. It has become one of the great games on the calendar, where not only is there 4 points up for grabs, but greater recognition for those who have made the sacrifices to allow us to live the lives that we live in this wonderful country of ours. It is the Thursday Rub. Great to have you with us here for Thirsty Camel. Big crowd, big night at the MCG. A little chilly, but we're expecting north of 70,000 people. Plenty to come in the pregame tonight. Tim Taranto to join us very, very shortly. There's a new podcast that's starting to do the rounds as well that we'll dive into a little bit later on. But the team is all assembled. We've had a change that we'll get to very, very shortly, but you can always rely on Jay-Z Clark to be in the chair. He's been here early. And if he went to the tribunal, his character reference would say that he's hardworking, he's a family man, he's respected, and the grandson of a humble panel beater. Jay-Z, good to see you.
My wife wouldn't agree with that character assessment, it's fair to say.
I think there's a fair bit of debate about that character assessment, actually.
I thought I was going to say shit bloke.
Righto, Isaac. We have fun when we come in and we have a chat for half an hour and shoot the breeze, what are we up to? I've heard two of the most extraordinary things over the last half an hour that I've ever heard, and one of them could be a bomb. One of them is a bomb. And so get around, say hello to everyone. And I've got something, Jack, which has stunned me.
Jeez.
And there was another shocking admission as well. So there's a bit to get through in this.
Everything off air, off the record.
I was going to say, be careful. I'll open that window and throw you out if I can lift you.
I've got to give an edited version.
That voice you can hear is Isaac Smith, of course, four-time premiership star. There are 22,000 views on YouTube of Isaac Smith's Norm Smith medal, and I'm guessing that a lot of them belong to you. Is good to see you.
Oh, yeah, right. I didn't know that. I didn't even know it was on YouTube.
You uploaded it yourself, Isaac.
Well, I'm surprised Jack's even here after checking the gram before. I thought he was stuck in a sauna.
Just had a little freshen up this afternoon. Feel nice and good. If anyone's in the sauna business that wants to drop one off in Lang Warren, I'd be very grateful of that. Kate McCarthy not with us tonight due to a wedding, so she will be back next week. But what about this for a replacement? 226 games, all Australian. Podcast host of Empowering Leaders, which is going gangbusters. He's the House of Wellness host. Very soon we'll make the BRW Top 50 list as well. Luke Darcy, Duke, good to see you.
Nice to be here, Jack, on a Thursday night. And this is, as you said, Wednesday night. This is one of the great games of the year now, to have the Anzac tradition at night. And congratulations to Richmond for making it their own. I love Anzac Eve. It's a ripper tonight. Looking forward to it.
I reckon this is almost as good as Anzac Day. I think this has become such a spectacle with the night time backdrop and the incredible job they do with the lights. Tonight is just about one of my favourite sort of games and presentations of the year.
We'll talk to Tim Taranto a little bit later on. He's not part of it tonight, obviously, but I'm sure he would love to be. Duke, good to have you here, because the fact that you're on the roster here for early in the season is timely, because you retired, when was that, 2007?
So long time ago.
Been in the media ever since and been doing a wonderful job.
Thanks, Jack.
Probably a good time to check in with you and kind of just get your opinion and early feedback on Isaac Smith and how he's going. He's been in this for 7 weeks now.
Can I just say feedback's a gift, Isaac, before we start this process. So he's jumped out of the blocks, the young man, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
Here's a little sample of Isaac Smith so far on Triple M footy.
The least humble of all
that works with us on a Sunday.
Yes.
The man who, once Duck moved aside, he strutted in with his three flags and his Norm Smith, of course. We're talking about Stevie Johnson.
Yep.
Thinks he's the big dog in town. Mm-hmm. I've heard he's cut up rough. I've heard he's spoken to management and thought, hang on a minute, someone has come in that's got a better resume than me, and Stevie J is not happy.
More silverware.
More silverware. Got more to talk about. And not only that, he's got the 2008 grand final that he can really rub in to Stevie J. So just got to be careful, Izzy, if you bang on too much about these premierships.
Yeah, 3-1's cute.
So there was that, and then there was this.
And out the back was mobbed by people. Sydney fans wanting, even Sydney fans want a photo with him and a signature, etc. There was a line for him, so he's still got the...
I did bet the Swans in 2 grannies, so...
And, of course, not forgetting this one.
Who did you guys used to just really often have a day out about? Who did you lick your lips when you come up against back in your magnificent
place? As individuals or in our teams?
Individuals. Oh, individual. Some real self-indulgent stuff.
Well, I guess to be honest, Jay-Z, in probably the first decade of my football career, I hadn't lost to 10 or 12 of the sides of the competition. So.
And we cannot forget this one.
Have you had any premiership reunions? I mean, you've won so many of them. It's sort of hard.
Had one last year. Yeah.
Like, what is that like, sharing that premiership bond with your teammates?
Yeah, it's great. Oh, it's great. It's what you play footy for, to be honest. It has nothing to do with anything. Well, certainly in my case, there's no individuality about actually playing football. Why you play is to play with the team and win a premiership. And there's some extremely strong bonds there, and I'm very fortunate to have a hell of a lot of premiership teammates.
What about Clive? What about...
There's a bit to work with there, Duke. Do we have a rising star award in the media, Jay-Z? Is there an official title? Because I think he's got his head right out in front of us, and he's brought some humour. He's brought some insight into the game from a current player. So I've loved it, and I think we've caught on to the total lack of humility that exists with Isaac Smith. And I work with an incredibly arrogant man on a Friday called Mark Howard.
Well, I thought you were going to say Nathan Brown.
Well, I work with a couple of incredibly arrogant people on a Friday, but the difference between them and Isaac is that Isaac's actually done something. How he's done nothing. How he's achieved nothing in his life, and he's got a level of arrogance that amuses all of us. At least Isaac has got 4 premierships to stack up. And I think he's had the whole package, is he, so far, the way I see it. We're 7 rounds in, and he's had to deal with his own scandal as well. I saw a photo. He looked like Woody from Toy Story. I thought, is he auditioning for some kind of play or something? And I found out he was on like a Hangover-style tour of America, Jay-Z. He walked through that with that smile on his face, and he came through crystal clear. And so he's got a way about him, is he, that's pure genius. I think you're dominating, Isaac. It's been a very nice start. He sits up here and he takes... Kate McCarthy's got humour, she's got intelligence, but she makes all of us nervous because she fires a few shots across the bow.
Does.
None of us are quite prepared to fire back, but Isaac is as well. So he reminds me of Chris Judd, actually. When Juddy first came out, he was doing exceptional things and had an incredible opinion of himself, Juddy. And then he blew up, Juddy. So we'll just see if or not Izzy can sustain the meteoric rise he's on. But so far, he's way out in front of everyone.
And so you won the 4 flags. Is that right, Isaac? We got that right. 4 premierships, 3 at Hawthorn, 1 at Geelong. I just wonder whether you're done yet. I wonder whether there's any room in that. And I told you I've got something big here.
Yeah.
Because, well, he came up to the room out there at the back before, and he'd been for a run today, right? And he just looked real...
The war's over, mate. You don't need to run anymore. What are you doing running, mate?
Mate, my body's a temple.
He was sort of stretching and limbering up and sort of jogging up and down the hall, and he's looking at, like, he's showing me his Strava numbers.
He was talking about his 3K time.
All of that. And I'm just wondering, with the mid-season draft just around the corner, Duke... And if they, you know, Michael Voss is a big sort of fan of the program.
I'm an expert reader of body language, Jay-Z. It's one of the things that I pride myself
what
on.
What do you see?
I'm seeing a very twitchy looking man. Look at his legs going. He can't look anyone in the eye.
He's nervous, isn't he?
He told us before that he actually cannot lie. So I reckon you might just have to ask him directly.
I don't know if anything has happened as such, but I'm just seeing a man who's keeping in shape. And he's improving in his times. He's eating lean, and he had a ball out there before, and he was just sort of staying sharp with his handball drills. And I just wonder whether he's just toying with the idea, and whether his phone is on. I don't know, Michael Voss. If you're in the premiership window, Dimmer up there at Gold Coast?
Chris Fagan for mine, who loves poaching ex-Hawthorn players back up.
Oh, he's settled here in Victoria. I don't know whether he wants to go back up to the North.
He'll do anything for money.
I know he loves money. And his phone is lighting up as we speak, so perhaps someone is already... but you are, cause you're staying quite fit, aren't you, Isaac?
Yeah, I am. Well, that'd be silly not to if they're in the Premiership window.
So I just wonder whether there might be a bit of something there because
Is there any flame flickering at all? Any possibility that you'd come back?
I would say 99% no, unless there was five flags. I always wanted five flags. That was my. Everyone has a goal in footy, and mine was five. And I finished on four, so...
You underachieved.
You just never know. I never met my expectations.
Jim, Isaac's making a comeback, isn't he? Is that what you're picking up?
Given how twitchy he is in his chair, no. He hasn't looked any of us in the eye.
I'm enjoying myself too much up here.
This is the quietest he's been.
Isn't it?
Off the top, in seven weeks. I could not get a word in.
Which is the first time that's been the case. So pretty good at getting a word in. I would say bigger than 1% would be my guess.
Who needs a wingman? Yeah. They'll be on the phone to him. But he did say something extraordinary too in the little preview before, because we were talking about if you won Tuts Lotto and you were suddenly blessed with $300 million or something like that, what would you do with it? And Isaac, and tell me if I'm wrong here, this is verbatim here, Duke and Jack, he said, I'd just give it all away. He said, I'd just be handing it down the street, like all my cousins, all my brothers, they'd all get, you know, a few G or whatever. This is a bloke who owes Scott Pendlebury $20 from 15 years ago. He hasn't paid his debt for 15 years ago, and all of a sudden he's given away $3 million. Extraordinary, Isaac.
Yeah, my phone is lighting up.
Is it?
There are people listening that know me well, and they reckon my Triple M works fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, but your work on the wing was pretty good too.
Yeah, not good. This isn't good.
there's something in this. Did you run out on a bill with Scotty Pendlebury years ago, did you?
Yeah. No, I won't go back over the whole story. If you listen, you'll have a good laugh.
He owes him 20.
But my dad paid my debts for me. And Scott was trying to get another 20 out of me. And I didn't realise Dad had already covered the debts. So he's just trying to double dip there. I reckon Scott's made enough.
He owes him 20. He owes him paid.
It's not a good thing to do.
What about you, Duke? How was your week, mate?
Making a comeback?
I saw you about a week ago. So you'd come off the Cane Corns blow up. You know, things were a bit frosty at the kennel. Bevo was under the pump.
Well, you reckon I was twitchy?
You're a suit. You're the most zen man I know. Whenever I bump into Luke Jarcy, he's relaxed. He's, how are you, Jay-Z? What's going on? You're always so relaxed. And he came in just with an edge about you. And I just wondered if you're okay and how you're weak and whether you'd sort of settled things with Cornsy, because you tried to take his head off on radio.
That was going back quite a few weeks. Great to get the late news here with Jay-Z.
I'm just watching Isaac, by the way, who tried to take his headphones off to take his jumper off. So far, hasn't taken his jumper off. He's got his media pass tangled around his neck.
I'm getting hot in here, all right?
He can win four premierships, but there's basic life skills that have evaded Isaac.
Maybe you should go back to playing footy.
Hey, I'm just looking after Darcy.
Well played. Keep going, Isaac. That was old news. Always calm.
Yeah. Did you break bread?
We saw each other the next day.
And how'd that go?
It went well. So we bumped into each other in the gym. Discuss that, Jay-Z.
Right. It's unlike you, though, Duke, because you're such a positive man. I think whenever I'm with you...
I think you know me well enough to know that...
You radiate positivity.
Were you allowed to ask? The question was actually about positivity, perhaps not delivered with the positivity that was intended, but it was about exactly that, Jay-Z, and maybe you could take a little bit of that too, which is we are blessed to be part of this industry. Look at Isaac.
Yeah.
How lucky is his life, but how lucky is my life been?
Yeah.
And I think we are a small community, and that was the point. I maybe made a little poorly, but the point is that we aren't America. It's 360 million people live in America, and there's four professional coach, 300 US college sports. This is a tiny community, the AFL community, Jay-Z. We don't need to fire bullets at each other.
Yeah. I thought you did well in the radio interview, by the way.
What's going on?
What are you doing?
I thought it was good.
Looking at me, you thought I did well in what are you talking about?
We're talking about that.
Are we going back to there?
I'm just checking in.
We appreciate it, mate. No, that's fine. We're allowed to. And that's the beauty. That's the way the world used to be. You're allowed to have a disagreement.
Sure.
And you're allowed to meet somewhere in the middle. Jack, is the way life is now.
How twitchy are these two blokes' legs?
Jack, it's because you're talking Swahili.
start asking questions on something that happened a month ago. What are you talking about?
All I know is that we started strong and we fell off a cliff about halfway through this segment.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rock Footy.
Anzac Day Eve at the MCG, the Tigers and the Demons. Can't wait for this one. It's all for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Hot water needs replacing. Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Luke Darcy, Isaac Smith, Jack Heverin, Jay-Z Clark, and some pretty strong feedback for Jay in the break, you would say, Darce?
Just because he was off the reservation, Jack, and not coherent or making sense. So
someone said that Duke was still sensitive about the Kane Corns blow up, and I feel like that he's vindicated those claims. I just wanted to check in to make sure you were okay.
You're going again, are we now? As I said to you,
well, you want to know the best thing about the whole conversation is for all the listeners out there, Jay was looking for support halfway through that convo from Jack and we gave him nothing.
I was on Twitter by about halfway through.
How many phone calls did you receive in the ad break from interested clubs, Isaac?
No, my phone's on private, so no one can contact me.
Okay. It's not what you said before. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Jay, I reckon there might be a few. Tim Taranto to join us a little bit later. I reckon there might be a few starting to have a good look at Luke Davies Uniacke based off your story from the last 24 hours.
Yeah, so he's going to be the most sought-after player in the game just about next year with North Melbourne and the situation they're in. We know he's the Chris Judd-style on baller, isn't he, with a burst of speed and a dynamic. He's averaged 27 possessions throughout the start of the season, but he's a free agent next year, and you look at clubs like Adelaide, Essendon, in particular St Kilda, I think the Saints could write him a $10 million check to try and get him to Bayside. He's a Rye product. How do you rate him, fellas? Do you feel like he is the kind of A-grade midfielder a club like St Kilda should be chasing? And with North Melbourne, Duke, having only won 19 of their past 90 games, what's their best chance of keeping?
He's a ripping player, Luke Davies Uniacke, and with every sinew that I've got, I hope he plays 300 games for North Melbourne. And I just get disheartened by these stories and free agency, because they need to keep him North Melbourne. He's got to stay. He can do whatever he likes, but there is, I'm still, the needle's got to turn back the other way, where one club players, you know, for the right reasons, become so valued and so treasured. And I think if it's a financial argument over the long term, I reckon you can mount a case that you're actually better off. I think being aligned to one club now at the end, if you're club and you want to part ways. But I hope that there's a group of players that feel as though that's the case. And I've got no idea whether he wants to go anywhere, but North Melbourne will come good eventually. And the ones that stay there and win it will be worth four flags anywhere else. So I hope he's part of that.
What do you think, Isaac?
Maybe not four.
He's back.
In terms of the one club, it's interesting you say that, Duke, because I look at Isaac and I look at Luke Hodge, and I don't think their legacy is, I think it's enhanced because they've gone to a new club.
But that's very different. If they had left at the midway part of their career, at the peak of their powers, what Luke Hodge did was a great legacy for Brisbane, and what Isaac did just changed, you know, the narrative again, but it wasn't at the midway point when you're at the peak of your powers. I think that's a different story.
Are you confident that North Melbourne will come good?
They have to. There's no question, Jack, at some point in time. It's been horrific to see that.
I hope you're right.
And you can't see it. It's a bit, you know, round two, people want to give West Coast a priority pick. And that's how quickly the narrative changed. And now, you know, people, two wins in a row, the needle changes. It's never as bad as it looks. It's never as good as it looks. So North will come good.
Essendon's gone big for the Anzac Day clash tomorrow. Can't wait for it. Full house at the MCG. Peter Wright has come in. Elijah Sardis has been dropped. That means the Bombers are going with Peter Wright in the goal square, Jake Stringer and Harrison Jones as forward 50-metre targets, as well as Sam Draper and Toddy Goldstein. So there might be a sprinkle of rain around the MCG tomorrow, but they are gone absolutely big for the Magpies. Harvey Harrison comes in for Reece McInnes. What about at the Gannel, Duke, because Tommy Liberatore will be back, I understand, for the Bulldogs after missing last week in concussion protocols. But Jamara Ugle-Hagan, I believe, is still missing as he deals with a personal issue, so he won't take on Fremantle in the West. It was an unusual situation with Libba, and I'm not sure how much visibility you have to it as a Bulldogs director, but I reckon there's a view that he's a bit harshly done by being put in concussion protocols when he didn't have concussion.
Yeah, it is unusual, isn't it? And I think we're so hypersensitive, as we need to be now, to the well-being of players more than ever before. And if there is any doubt and you're trying to do some tests and say, did we miss something? Is there something that could be there? Then you've got to err on the side of caution. I mean, no one wants Tom Liberatore to play more than the people involved at the Western Bulldogs. But I think the medical staff, as Izzy would tell you, they run the show on that case. And if they feel like it needs some time, then you've got to do the test. It's great news that he's fine and back and going to play on Saturday night.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's. Triple M Rock Footy.
There is something truly magical about the MCG when you know that it's going to be a big, big night of footy. And that's exactly what we've got tonight with the Tigers and the Demons in the Anzac Day Eve game. This is going to be an absolute cracker. And for those of you joining us across South Australia for the first time, great to have you with us for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy. You got Jay-Z Clark, Luke Darcy, Isaac Smith and Jack Heverin with you in the pregame. Nathan Brown to join us a little later on for the call of the game. Nat Yanides will be boundary side and the Chew Man. Well, he's been here since about 3 o'clock, crunching all of the numbers as well. Set for a very, very big game tonight. And Tim Taranto to join us in about 15 minutes from now. He'll be up in the box as well. Darce, just during the break, you were quite fascinated with Sugar Jay Clark.
I made a mistake during the week, Jack. It was brought to my attention that Jay-Z Clark had a fight, and I didn't know whether or not that was true. Mm. I just asked him a question. I said, tell us a bit. I then got 16 photos sent to my phone.
Bombarded.
I think I'm exaggerating of Jay doing an impersonation of Conor McGregor. And no one happier to talk about his fight than Jay-Z. And so I made a mistake and I got sort of a documentary blow-by-blow around. And his nickname, just call me Sugar Jay-Z, was the innovator. So,
did you take your shirt off in that fight?
No. Hmm. That was it.
Probably a good move.
Isaac Smith, we've spoken a lot about your burgeoning media career already and what you've been up to in the space of 7 weeks with us here on Triple M Footy, but Dust gave you some feedback, some advice, just to avoid the pitfalls early on of the media career. You got your own podcast.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Well, I've always been fascinated with senior coaches, and I only had two in my career, unlike others who have had lots of coaches. So, the AFL and I came together and we've decided to do a podcast with the coaches and not just talk about the season at hand. We want to go back and talk about their coaching career and what makes them tick, their mindsets, some of the challenges they've had throughout their footballing life and also have a little bit of a laugh along the way.
Are you going to get to all of the coaches, all 18 coaches?
I think we will, but maybe not in the first season. So we've got six of them lined
already
up.
We've got a second season lined up.
Yeah, we've already got six.
Well, in season seven, I'll get around to...
get around to the new 18 coaches because everyone else has been sacked probably. No, but it's good fun. And from a personal experience, it's great to sit down with them and learn some of the tricks of the trade as well.
What's it called?
Inside with Izzy.
Oh, yeah. Original. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't come up with the name.
And who have you had so far?
So we'll be launching with Damien Hardwick, 3-time premiership coach, Sam Mitchell, Adam Kingsley, Adam Uze. I think we'll be getting the big horse from Sydney.
And have you got a set question that you ask all the coaches, Izzy, or are you just sort of freestyle depending on...
Freestyle. I've been big on just letting it flow. And the first one I did was Damien Hardwick, and I could not speak more highly of Dimmer. He just fully open book, just let loose and just shared everything, which was nice. Didn't hold back on any answers. It was brilliant to sit down and chat to him.
Should we have a listen to some of that Dimmer stuff? He said he opened up. Is there something about him cleaning up opponent in a celebrity game or something, Isaac?
Oh, yeah, he did. He did bring something up that happened at Adelaide Oval.
Can we take a listen, Rabs?
I still can recount the moment. I was at the centre-half back there and the ball bounced and I was trying to play it down sort of thing. Don't get too aggressive. Just play the game, relax, enjoy the day. And I grabbed it, ran through a pack and I felt this glancing blow off my shoulder. The crowd went up in raptures, oh, you know, because this sort of thing. And I turned around and there was this person lying on the ground. Anyway,
that sums up your career.
I thought, oh, shit. Anyway, so that person, as they rolled him over, it was Guy Sebastian. I poleaxed Guy Sebastian about 10 minutes in that set square there. So then I just put myself in the back pocket, no more, don't go near the ball, don't do anything.
Very good.
That's a good story.
Yep.
Yeah, you liked it?
I liked it. I liked it. Got some more feedback. That sounds like he's open right up there, Dimmer, which is brilliant. I love, that's a great idea. Because you don't get the code. And they'll open up to Izzy because there'll be some natural respect there. Sign me up for that one.
Well, Sam Mitchell was very open as well. Just before we get to that, though, there was another bit. So we got given a couple of grabs here as a bit of a promo of what's to come, obviously, and highlighted the good stuff. But there was another bit out of the Damien Hardwick chat that needs to be highlighted.
I've been lucky enough to be involved in premierships, but...
Oh, have you? Just the four.
No worries.
Oh,
thanks,
I always wanted to believe you brought your medals in too, which is a little bit
Always wanted one more, Dimmer, so five would have been nice. But
oh, well, just keep yourself fit. You never know. We might need a handy wing.
Well, my wife is angling for a move to southeast Queensland, so we'll see where it...
Write that down, Tom, if you wouldn't mind.
Wow.
Just wow.
You're just flat that you didn't have it first.
Well, we went with it about 20 minutes ago, didn't we?
What about Izzy? My four premierships, Timmer. Can you tell me about yours? Oh, mate. So I can feel that just the graph's going to just tip over the edge at some point.
Sounds like there's a little, he was dangling a little carrot there for you, Isaac. Though.
Oh, I think all these clubs have got no salary cap room left.
You'd have to play for cheap, would you?
Nah.
200?
I love that he's interviewing one of the great coaches of the modern era, Das. And your podcast, you know, you go into detail with these people and you learn about them. He's not only made it about himself, but has also gone into pitch mode and said, my wife wants to move to southeast Queensland.
Well, the one thing with these things, I've listened to a lot of podcasts over the years, Jack, and the one thing that a lot of them don't bring is humour. So...
Must have Jerry Seinfeld up the back of your days either, isn't it?
Yeah, comedy festival's still going in Melbourne.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Big night at the MCG, the Tigers and the Demons. We are about 40 minutes away from the bounce of the ball. Got a fantastic pre-game ceremony that's coming up not too far away as well. Final teams are in. Camden McIntosh will be the sub for the Tigers and Bailey Laurie into the team tonight will be the sub for the Demons. We're here for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. JZ Clark, Luke Darcy, Isaac Smith and Jack Heaver and Nath Brown to join us shortly for the call of the game. I'm sure the Tigers, with their bloody long injury list that they've got right now, would love to have Tim Taranto out there for a game like tonight. Instead, he's up in the box with us. Tim, thanks for being with us on Triple M Footy. How are you tracking?
Thanks for having us, boys. Tracking well. Had surgery a couple of weeks ago and on the mend, so hopefully you're not going to miss too long, but would love to be out there tonight.
I'm a bit concerned how this interview is going to go. So as players, usually before you jump on air, the club media manager will send through either a Word document or a PDF file or a screenshot of what you should and shouldn't say on air. Tim's got it right in front of his face.
What does it say?
He's zoomed in. So we just might get straight bat.
No,
so you can turn that off, Tim, because that's not how we operate here at Triple M.
No, he's turned it over and he's going to go off the script, Tim. Let me give you a line and length one. Congratulations. Outstanding year last year. You won the best and fairest at the Tigers. You couldn't have played much better. Coming back to Melbourne, tell us about how much enjoyment you got out of that.
Yeah, incredible year, but obviously probably didn't win as many games as we would have liked, so disappointing in that sense, but all in all, loved my first year at the Tigers, loved how I was welcomed into the club, loved the fan base and the energy at, you know, games like this, which I never really got to play, so as I said, tonight's going to be an incredible game, wish I could be out there, but hopefully we can get the win.
How challenged are you by the sort of dip? Tim, so obviously came to Richmond and would have been thinking that under Dimmer, the rise would continue, be hopefully trying to continue to compete for premierships. Obviously, it's human nature to find that sort of pretty challenging. How's it lined up with your expectations when you came to Punt Road?
Oh, to be honest, mate, I've really kind of thriving under these conditions, I guess. I've got more of a leadership perspective now and trying to be a better person and better player for the Richmond Footy Club, which is probably something I didn't expect to happen straight away, but it's kind of exciting that I've kind of got this this opportunity to kind of lead the club in and try and get back up the ladder over the next few years. So obviously, yeah, we'd love to be winning all our games and being right up there. But I mean, it's only early in the season and things can turn around. But as I said, I'm loving this new role I have, this new leadership kind of opportunity I have as well.
How's Uze going coming in his first little period, and what's he brought to the club?
Yeah, Uze's a ripper. One of the most genuine blokes you'll meet. I think no one has a bad word to say about him. So, yeah, he's fit in seamlessly, and he's loved by all the boys. So, yeah, we'd just love to get a few more wins for him.
Hey, Tim, we were talking about, you know, big decision. Clearly, the GWS Giants would have loved to have kept you there. Tell us about that thought process around how close you were to staying, or in the end, did you always want to make the move back to Melbourne?
I didn't really always want to. It just kind of came about that it was a good opportunity for me, and probably a good one for the Giants too. I mean, we had a number of inside mids, probably too many for a lot of years there, so I thought it's probably going to help both of us if I move on and get a bit more opportunity in the middle and freeze up their list and makes them probably a bit of a better balanced unit as well. So probably an easy-ish decision in the end, in a way, but still very much love the boys up there and a lot of best mates up there, so I still keep in regular contact.
Well, that's a fascinating insight, Tim. I didn't understand. I think you're a best and fairest winner at GWS as well, or you were, but you could have a practical discussion with them and say, hey, look, I know there's a heap of other players in my role. Was it as easy as that, or was there, hey, we still want to keep you?
Oh, they were very much keen to keep me, but, I mean, there'd been a number of years there where I was playing half forward and in and out of the mid, and we'd have, I mean, I remember in our last game, it was Hopper, Tom Green and myself playing half forward at centre bounces, and I just thought, this is a bit ridiculous. Like, there's just no balance in this team, and I know that was probably one of the main reasons I thought, you know, maybe it's time to go, and then was very lucky to have a great opportunity from Richmond.
Congratulations on your first year, Tim. I think you and Duke share something in common, a dislike for Kane Corns. I don't know if that has come up. He didn't say you were in the top 50. I'm kidding, Duke.
No, it's a good point, because you'd reckon if you win a best and fairest and you dominate, that people would celebrate you across a 12-month period. Would that be appropriate? Would it or not?
I think you would, Jake.
You would like to think that people would be in your corner, Jay?
You had an outstanding...
You're going again here.
I'm just raising a... I'm sure that you got an enormous amount of praise, Tim, didn't you? Wouldn't have anyone been critical of you?
Oh, let's not throw any more oil on.
I told you I was still sensitive about it. What about coming? We come here tonight and we have so much respect for the occasion and the significance of today and tomorrow, of course. What about running out to the MCG for these big games, Tim? Tell us about when you come up that race. I mean, that was something as a kid I only dreamed of, and you get to do it, and you've get to done it over the past 18 months. When you first wore the black and yellow and came out to the drums, what did you feel in those moments?
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't ever get old. I mean, it's one of the best feelings you can have, and one I'll be very grateful for the next few years. Yeah, there's nothing really like it. Even when the games aren't as big as tonight, you can still go in probably a more quiet slot, and there's still 40,000 people, 50,000 Tigers fans, which is just incredible. Obviously, didn't get to experience that at the Giants, but, you know, to have such an incredible, passionate fan base is one of the big reasons I came to the Tigers.
So is that a selling point? When you're going through the decision-making process and leaving and where you want to go, is for a team like Richmond or Collingwood, who play a lot of footy here in front of big crowds, was that part of the sell for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, big games, it's exciting. It's something different. I mean, it's not the main reason, but it was a big reason. So, yeah, I'm absolutely loving it.
Tim Taranto we're talking to here on Wednesday night, one of the great marquee games. The Tigers love to have you out there. Life outside of footy, Tim, what marital status and what are you into, mate? What have you got?
I'm interested to hear this because he's a sneaky, good-looking man. Look, I've tackled you and been all over you on the football field.
It's getting a bit creepy all of a sudden, Isaac.
I didn't realise he had that Jago Mira type setup.
He's a good-looking rooster.
Definitely don't have the jawline of Jago.
very weird. Very weird.
Hey, Jago's a very good-looking man.
No, I'm sure he is. Yeah.
I've got a partner. I've been dating her for 2 years now, so she's a Sydney girl originally and moved down with me about a year ago, and that's going well, so very lucky in that regard. But I'm doing a bit of study as well at Swinburne. So
what are you studying?
I'm studying business, so don't know if I'm really loving it, but I'm almost done, so I'm kind of keen to tick that off. That Bachelor of Business will be done soon, and Post-footy, not really sure what I'm going to do, but just want to keep some doors open and see where it takes me.
Duke's got about 20 pubs and various businesses.
You'd like to hire Tim Taranto anywhere, anytime. Absolutely.
What about the under-22s, Tim? That's been the big focus, isn't it, from a footy perspective about Richmond? It's like, right, who are going to be the young kids who come and support players like yourself and Jacob to really push Richmond to that next level? We know poor Josh Gibkiss is he's out for a little while yet. Who's caught your eye of the sort of first to fourth year group?
Probably in recent memory, Seth Campbell's, you know, played every game this year and been really impressive. He's a really good runner. Reminds me a bit of Izzy, I think, on the wing there.
Ooh,
getting up and
got
down
a bit
the ground,
about him, then.
He's making a comeback too, by the way, if you missed it.
So he's been great to watch.
Good Tassie boy. He'll sign a good contract in a couple of years.
Hopefully not. So he's been great. Tom Brown recently has played a couple of games off the halfback flanks.
Tom Brown?
Mm.
Oh, sorry. Tom Brown.
Brownie.
Plays for Richmond.
He's a defender. Yeah.
What just happened?
Oh, I was trying to make a bit of a joke there, Tom Brown.
This is
Tom
the one of our favourites. In our midst. Didn't know Rodney Rood was in the background.
You make me doubt if I got the name right.
Oh, you're one of those players.
Yeah, okay, don't say that. Brownie's been great off half back.
Beautiful kick.
His kicking and stuff like that. Kane McCorf played a couple of games. Was stiff to go out of the team tonight, but he's going to be an absolute steal at pick 40 and. Thompson Dow hopefully can have a big one tonight for us.
Watched a good video on the website during the week, Tim, of what you and the club got up to, and particularly some of the younger players going to the Shrine and all that sort of stuff. Take us through, before a game like this, the build-up and the cool things you get to do with the club.
Yeah, well, it was a really cool week. We had Garth Callender from Bravery Trust. That's what my notes were for, just to remember his name. He came and spoke to us at the club and showed us some pretty cool stuff and some pretty confronting footage, so put everything into perspective, and we got to visit the Shrine, as you mentioned. So it was a really nice build-up, and as we can see, the lights going off and the flashlights coming out. It's pretty awesome.
When are you back, Tim?
Hopefully in 5 to 6 weeks, but that's, yeah, give or take a week either way, so we'll see.
Thanks for coming up tonight. Appreciate it. Sorry that Isaac drooled on you at one stage. That just got real creepy real quick all of a sudden.
Oh, I'm just impressed.
Oh, I can tell. Easy, boy.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
The lights are out here at the MCG. Fans have got their phones on, and the pre-game ceremony is not too far away from starting. It is one of the best games on the calendar, and the pre-game celebration is as good as any. The Tigers and the Demons at the MCG. Camden McIntosh will be the sub for Richmond. Bailey Laurie will be the sub for the Demons. Luke Darcy, Jake Clark, Isaac Smith, Jack Heveron, Nate Brown, not too far away. Nat Unitas to join us as well. We're here for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. A quick couple of news bits from you, Jay. One on the salary cap and concussion. It's an ever-evolving landscape. We've seen a couple of retirements already this season. Nathan Murphy, Angus Brayshaw, which are well ahead of time. But there are clubs still asking the question, how does that impact us and the salary cap?
Yeah, so the conversations with the AFL are really ramping up, and we are expecting some clarity on it potentially within the next week, because Melbourne has got a situation, obviously, with Angus Brayshaw. They'd sign him on a lucrative deal, still with 5 years to run. So they want to know how much of that money they owe him either belongs in or out of the salary cap. There's a strong push from club bosses, essentially, for the bulk, if not all of that money, to be excluded from the salary cap. Potentially, the AFL might look at something if there is a really long deal, if it's a exceptionally big deal, if the club was aware of some of the risks potentially, then some of it might have to be included in the cap. But there's a big push for all of it to be outside the cap. You've got a unique lens on this, Duke. What do you think is appropriate in that regard?
Well, firstly, I think Jay-Z is that, you know, the care and the welfare and the understanding of just what that means, and you immediately think of Angus Brayshaw and the devastation of having your career cut short. And obviously there's some water to pass under the bridge in terms of how that's recognised, but I think first and foremost, as an industry, however you can look after those that have played our game and obviously suffered as a result of it, we should look after in the best way possible. So I'm not 100% sure how that's going to line up in the salary cap, but I get the feeling we're going to see more of it.
Sadly, I think you're right. Unfortunately, we are going to see more of it in years to come. Fixture, Joe, I read your article this morning. We've only got up until round 16 at the moment. When are we expecting the back end of the season, and who's it going to work out well for?
Yeah, so we're within the next fortnight. We'll get the round 16 to round 23 block. Fans and clubs are both keen for this next release so they can plan with some certainty. You know, fans for their holidays and interstate travel, etc. Tomorrow's really big for the Bombers in this regard from a corporate perspective, because they've got some massive games round 16 to round 19. They play Collingwood, they play Geelong, they play Melbourne, and they could be given the prime time Friday night slot in those throughout those rounds, particularly if they can cause the upset, of course, here at the home of footy, the MCG tomorrow. So they've already had some big games, Essendon. They could be one of the big winners of that next block, because clearly it's not rocket science. The AFL want the clubs, and the big clubs will be competing for finals, playing on those primetime slots. And if the Bombers are in the mix for a finals berth in the back half of the season, that will be a huge storyline, because they haven't won a final for 20 years.
What about Thursday night footy? We've seen one pretty much every week in the first block. Are we going to see it at the back end as well?
I don't think so. I think we'll have run our course with the Thursday nights. We will, however, see more of them next year. That's part of the CBA.
I reckon that's going to be a permanent fixture, which is fantastic as well. Just looking around at the moment, Izzy and Luke, it's a great setting right now, isn't it? It's awesome. The MCG is pretty much dark. Fans have got their phones out. We've got the eternal flame that's burning. We've got a gentleman riding around on a horse. It's awesome.
Yeah, the Light Horseman Brigade part of Anzac Eve is really special, isn't it? And it's the MCG, this great Coliseum lit up the way it is. It is. There's an eeriness to it that is hard to replicate. And, yeah, it always gets your the emotions running these nights. Is your first year out of watching it? It's a brilliant celebration. I love being here, particularly on this night.
Yeah, I remember when the Triple M schedule came out at the start of the year, and I was doing this game. I was excited because I'd only ever watched it on TV, and everyone that had been here that I've known said it's one of the most spectacular sporting occasions you can get. So I'm pretty excited to see it all unfold. And how often do you see horses run around the outside of the MCG with torches?
And I love, no, not often. and I love that it keeps the conversation going about the Anzac spirit, the sacrifices, everything that's gone on. Even my daughter came home from school yesterday to ask with a lest we forget sort of painting, and she's eight. They were doing it in art class. And it's important that we keep talking about this for a long time to come.
It's a great point you make, Jack. And for sport to bring this to life, and as you said, the stories to be told through that is a great thing. I would almost say one of the greatest things I've ever had the fortune of doing was being on Anzac Cove on the 100th anniversary of Gallipoli. Very lucky to do radio from there. That is as emotional and as raw and on a tiny little part of the world that you've heard about so much. And to see what our heroes did in the past and to actually stand on that bit of turf, as lots of Australians have done, Jack. And I think you're right. It's great we get to understand. We've all had pretty blessed lives, all of us, on the back of what was sacrificed previously.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.